Welcome to Season 3 of our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, ag, science, and technology all converge. Kicking off this new season, Season 3, excited to sit down with Beth Bechtel, the president and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. And Beth, as always, welcome. It's great to see you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We're going
to
share some exciting news for you and I think by extension Indiana as well in a moment. But first of all, we're kicking off Season 3, as I said, and so much has changed since Season 1.
Yeah.
We could probably do 10 podcasts to go over that. But kind of, if you would, crystallize the change that you have seen in the ag bioscience space here in Indiana over the last, just the last couple of years.
I think one of the things that I would say is most notable about the last few years is the just recognition and awareness that Hoosiers and also growing people outside of Indiana, the attention that is being placed on Indiana's leadership in food and ag technology and innovation. And I think this very podcast is just one of those really valuable tools that we have been able to conceive together here, very creative, that lets us really demonstrate the scope of the leadership here in Indiana and the breadth of the expertise and the innovation that makes up the ag biosciences by telling these stories. Stories of individual researchers, stories of executives, stories of students. The other thing, Gary, that I think you have, you know, really helped us in conveying as well is the economic development business wins that we've had in the state of Indiana around food and agricultural innovation, whether it's company growth, companies that are already here who are continuing to expand, or companies from other parts of the country or even parts of the world that are selecting now Indiana as a destination home for their advancements in ag tech innovation.
Well, as you look at that and you mentioned companies, Salemtech comes to mind from Brazil, putting its global headquarters now at Purdue in West Lafayette. Companies like Salemtech, you know, almost without exception, reference Agrinovis and the impact that it has had and continues to have on Indiana as among the reasons that they are fired up about locating here.
Yeah, I think in so many ways, whether we've landed on just the right formula of having all the right foundational assets here in Indiana, whether it's the other parts of the private sector, the actual innovation research that happens at universities and colleges, the actual talent pipeline, the available staff and employee base that companies are looking for in this innovation space. We've talked numerous times about how much that has changed, that now these are companies that need very skilled tech, IT, informatics, data-driven talent, and we have that in surplus here in Indiana, at least in surplus to be able to support these types of growth stage companies that are looking for that type of skill. But no, you put those pieces on top of, I think, the power of this advocacy, collaboration, support the team type of mentality and culture that I think Agrinovis, along with Governor Holcomb and IEDC and our industry partners, everybody working together in concert to really sort of rally around and support a company like a Solinftech or an Inari or a Cormo or, you know, pick any number of them that have chosen Indiana as a home in recent years. That's, I think, a bit of the distinguishing magic, and I hope that that's something we can maintain.
Has a big part of your job and the job at Agrinovis been awareness? You know, the assets, many of them have been here for a long time. In Hoosiers, you know, we're typically, you know, close to the vest. We don't brag about ourselves. But you look at what's here from an academic standpoint, a business standpoint, the private sector support. It's all here. And when people see it, they go, aha, we've got something here.
I love it when the governor or any of our other state officials pull out the "we're done being modest" line. we're going to take some credit for that here at Agrinovis. It's obviously a fairly usable descriptor for a lot of things that go on here in Indiana. But I think when it came to agriculture, we realized that we had very well told our very traditional, what I'll say, I-State story. Mm-hmm. I-State as in, you know it well, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and it was almost always a measure of how many acres of corn, soybeans, or number of hogs you had. That was just sort of the production agriculture label that, people associated with that. Well, we're an innovation state, and telling an innovation story sometimes isn't quite as easy or clear cut. You don't necessarily have data sets and a census to pull from and those dashboard style statistics that just people want to be able to drop at a hat and move on. And again, I come back to even this podcast, you have to take time to tell this story and really get into it deep and hear the individual voices and understand the diversity and the scope of what this really broad space is. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of Agrinovis' contribution to Indiana food and agriculture.
Beth, at the end of 2019, you shared some pretty cool news. A little bit bittersweet for many of us as well. But share with us an exciting position that you have been appointed to, really a global position that is an amazing opportunity for you. And I think by extension, Indiana stands to benefit from that as well.
Yeah, so I will be heading over to Rome in early March, and we'll be taking on the role of Deputy Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, of the United Nations. The FAO is one of the UN's largest sub-agencies, headquartered in Rome, over 11,000 people in 130 countries with a $2.8 billion budget and 197 member countries who all participate in the FAO's work to ultimately, related to food and agriculture, as the name suggests, really work to create a world free of hunger and malnutrition. So an incredibly global priority, and one that innovation and technology and science and research are going to have to be fully employed to be able to actually work to achieve that.
It certainly is makes a statement about your capabilities and abilities, but also, as we have talked before, the organization has been very impressed with what's going on in Indiana and asked a lot of questions about that, right?
Yeah, so I'll just share in one of my very first interviews, the director general, who I will report to, the individual who leads the FAO, he's from China and was elected into his role in August. When my name got put forward to him, he does human nature, what we all do when a name comes up that we want to find out a little bit more. He A, goes to LinkedIn, and B, he Googles me.
Right.
And so he typed in Elizabeth Bechtel into the Google search engine, and up came first hit, a podcast recording with me inside the FFA Blue Room. And he had number of questions about what's the Blue Room, how did that come together, why are you prioritizing talent, how did you come up with this idea to focus on innovation for especially a high school oriented audience, and then from there just came many more questions from many more people throughout the organization about what I would call the Agrinovis in the Indiana playbook on how are we advancing innovation and technology very broadly defined in Indiana. And can that, in many ways, be transferred or transitioned, in a sense, to a global stage? And I'm pretty optimistic that when you really think about these bigger challenges that the entire world faces, solutions around technology, telling the story, focusing on next generation talent, and also early stage companies and entrepreneurs, that should be applicable outside of Indiana and in every part of the world.
Yeah, you really believe Indiana can be a key player in this feeding the world.
I do.
Equation.
Absolutely. And you know, we're in a very, you know, sort of catbird seat in some ways when it comes to that leadership because of what we actually do have here as our ag bioscience assets. We're also very fortunate that we have some other fellow Hoosiers in some very strategic roles in this same kind of field and in this process. Kip Tom, an Indiana farmer, serves as ambassador to this very United Nations agency that I'll be working for, and so is very passionate about the U.S. position, the global position, and obviously Indiana as home, our leadership. And Ted McKinney as well serves as an undersecretary for all things trade and international at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Don't forget, both of them have served on the Agronovis Board of Directors, which means that our collegiality and our ability to work together and our shared interest in innovation and pride in all things Indiana is just going to be magnified here very soon.
Well, Beth, Agronovis has certainly built a strong network of supporters and partners. How do you think that can or will help in the transition to a new CEO, your replacement?
Yeah, so I am incredibly optimistic and bullish about the next chapter for Agronovis. It is not without a lot of personal heartache. I would even go so far as to say the concept of not being a part of this organization and its continued growth and evolution. But when I step back and I see, even after my announcement, to our staff, to our board and its leadership, to even other partners here in Indiana and stakeholders, there is a real commitment to that continuity of Agronovis leadership, continuing the vision, continuing the programming, continuing the investment and the financial support, and the board leadership that is right now beginning the process of doing a national search for the next CEO. I think we all have some, you know, hopes that there's a really energetic Hoosier, for example, that might surface, but it's an opportunity, given our work, to really look around the country and see what next great leader can come into that role. And that person is going to have a tremendous amount of support and collegiality to come alongside them.
Beth Bechtol is the president and CEO of Agronovis Indiana. Beth, thanks for being here, but moreover, thanks for your great work. It's been great working with you, and I totally anticipate we'll continue to work together from much further away, perhaps, but you've done an amazing job with the organization and advancing the ag bioscience space, and I think the best is yet to come for Agronovis and also for you, too.
Well, thank you. I think we need to do a podcast in Rome, so
I like that.
Let's get that on
location.
The schedule.
Joe, on location. Okay.
Great. Fabulous. Thank
All right,
you very
Beth,
much,
you
Gary.
Bet. Thank you, Beth. This weekly podcast, Ag Plus Bio Plus Science, is a podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agronovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And you can keep up to date with Agronovis by following Agronovis on Twitter and Instagram at AgronovisIN. You can also find Agronovis on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share ag bioscience stories like this with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.